McKenzie. Delighted today?
I'm very pleased with the outcome. I think it's the right decision. It took a lot longer than it should have. We should have come to this decision last week, but we got there in the end. We've got some very difficult times ahead of us. Big negotiations, tough negotiations with the contractor, but they're willing to work with us, and our team led by the chief executive, I'm sure, will drive a hard bargain.
So what does this mean this afternoon? Does this mean you now get round the table with the contractors today, Friday afternoon, before 5 o'clock, to try and agree things?
I'm sure that people will be in touch with the contractors already, if only to let them know of the decision. But yes, they will be looking to get this moving as soon as possible, definitely over the weekend and into next week. We want a decision, we want a finalised settlement as soon as reasonably practical.
And what about the opponents who said that this was really just like writing a blank cheque to the chief executive? What do you have to say to that?
Well, that's wrong. They're choosing to ignore the information that we've had now at two meetings where there's been very substantial amount of work done on the St Andrew's Square option. You know, this has been a matter of judgment, and I think we've exercised the right judgment last June and last week. Other parties have to answer for themselves, but I think they've made appalling mistakes over recent weeks.
Councillor Hines, the meeting has just decided that the St Andrew's Square option is the only one. How do you feel now?
Well, what I feel is that the SNP today have at long last supported the tram project, and by supporting for the proposal to St Andrew's Square, I hope they now get behind that proposal and support their Lib Dem coalition colleagues in the council. But I certainly feel that we've had almost a gun to our head today, and that's why in our amendment we were asking for to approach the Scottish Government to come with extra funding for this tram project. After all, it's them who've told us, you know, this is the option you need to go for, so let them come up with some more funding.
Do you think that the governance arrangements now will be much more robust? Do you think it will work better?
Well, I have to say, I did find it quite amusing that while Councillor Daw criticised the decision of last week, she admitted that this week the governance arrangements were far better, and that now we've always argued for the last 4.5 years the Scottish Government have held back from this project and not supported it, and the SNP have not, and at the heart of this council there's a division. So I hope that division has now been healed, and that the councillors who are in this coalition government in the council actually get ahead and try to deliver it.
I think this decision is better than the decision that was taken last week. The people of this city were promised a tram line from the airport to New Haven, and this one falls some way short in that it will terminate at St Andrew Square. But it's a lot better than terminating at Haymarket, which was the decision taken last week and has been roundly ridiculed in the media and by a whole number of people. Politicians, business people couldn't believe that the decision was taken last week, which is why we in the SNP decided that we should now take a hand in these matters and involve ourselves, because in the past we've just tried to oppose the scheme and get the scheme scrapped. The cost of cancellation at £161 million would affect every man, woman and child in this city, decimate public services, every walk of life that by local government would be affected. It was absolutely horrendous. We can't find that kind of money. And therefore, cancellation was off the agenda. Being left with two then proposals, likely proposals, we decided that we would go and back the call for the tram line to come in, at least to the city centre, and end at St Andrew Square.
Alan Rutland, you're here today to represent Leith Business Association. You must be delighted with this decision by the council this morning.
Absolutely devastated by the decision. The amount of money that we're kind of potentially committing the city to is dreadful. We've simply signed a blank cheque, and this unlimited amount of funding that's going to go forward, once you actually start that borrowing, there is no way to go back now. There's no way of stopping that funding flow.
But does this not mean that the tram is all the nearer reaching Leith?
I still maintain that the timescale for getting to Leith is going to be 30 years, the timescale at which we can expect to see some development on the waterfront, and the real reason why the tram was coming to Leith at all.